This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Russia denies attacking a theater in Mariupol, shielding civilians from its war in Ukraine. Rescuers immediately began trying to pull survivors from under the rubble of the building. Relief agencies are ramping up efforts to help those who are running from Russia's war in Ukraine. But the AP's Karen Chamas reports not all of them are fleeing to neighboring countries.
Many of the displaced managed to flock to areas within Ukraine as well, such as this group who arrived in Donetsk from Mariupol. Mariupol resident Andrei Sirota managed to escape the Wharton city to Donetsk. He arrived with nothing but a blanket. Corpses have been left there for over 7 days. It started to stink already. It's scary, very scary. There are bombs all the time. The shells do not stop at all. You sit in the basement and bounce. I'm Karen Chamas.
The UN Security Council meets again today to drill down on the Ukraine crisis. The AP's Mike Gracia.
At the request of six Western nations, the UN Security Council will meet today, jumping ahead of an expected vote Friday on a humanitarian resolution on Ukraine being put forth by Russia. The six Council nations requesting today's meeting are the United Kingdom, the United States, France, Ireland, Norway, and Albania. The UN mission of the United Kingdom tweeted, "Russia is committing war crimes and targeting civilians."
Authorities say a police officer and a gunman both died following a shootout at a motel in Missouri that left another officer wounded. The Bundhair officers were responding to a reported disturbance at a Motel 6. Police say as they approached the room where the disturbance was reported, a man came out and fired at the officers. The officers returned fire, killing the man. Fewer Americans applied for unemployment last week. Jobless claims fell by 15,000 for the week ending March 12th. This is AP News. Jussie Smollett is out of jail. Smollett walked out of the Cook County, Illinois jail last night. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has this.
Less than a week after being put behind bars, Jussie Smollett is back on the streets. The disgraced Empire actor has been released from custody. This after an appeals court in Chicago agreed with his lawyers that he be set free pending appeal of his conviction on charges of staging his own hate crime. Last week, a Cook County judge sentenced Smollett to start serving his 150-day jail term immediately. Smollett's attorneys had argued that he would have finished his sentence by time the appeals process would have made its way through the courts. They also claimed the actor could be in danger of physical harm if he remained in lockup. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
You know, gas prices have been going up. Well, Kelley Blue Book says the average owner of a full-size SUV is spending about $110 more a month on gas than at this time last year. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.